This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the Battleground, I think we call it, the Fever Family Complex. Another home game for our Indians. This time, our first MAC game playing the Marion Local Flyers. So, coming in, this is the everybody's first MAC game. And other games today, New Knoxville, they're 2-1 at Coldwater, 5-1. Minster, 4 wins, no losses. At Dolphus St. John's, 2 wins, no losses. They got a little later start than everybody else because they were playing basketball at UD Arena and came away with a basketball state championship. Also, it's Parkway, 4-4 at Versailles, 4-2. New Bremen, 3-1. And St. Henry, 5 wins, no losses, and a tie. Uh-oh, we got the got our police officer. Somebody didn't do something they were supposed to. Probably going a little too fast on Sharpsburg Road. He's in the parking lot and running somebody down. So just a little bit of pregame excitement. Got, wasn't a police escort for the visitors. So Indians, like I said, coming in at 5-1. Marion Local at 2-2. So we need to win this. Start off the MAC part of the schedule in first place. We're hoping to finish in the top end, and you know, at least a decent chance with a couple of breaks where we could win it. But if we don't play well, we could end up clear down at the bottom. So this is going to be a real good test. We've so far, like I say, Indians are 5-1. Our first game week ago last Monday, so we beat Salina 4-2. Had a comeback there, and beat Adams Central 4-0. Then we went over to Fort Laramie. They beat us 6-5 in the first game, and we beat them 1-0 in the second game. In that first game, Dylan Klinke was pitching, and he was pitching pretty well, and we didn't field very well at all. We gave them 4 or 5 runs, and so we were down 6-0. But in the 6th and 7th inning, we were able to score 5 runs in those 2 innings and got it back to close to at least not terrible. And you know, we looked so bad that we needed to play, get some runs, so we weren't just down in the dumps and could have ruined our season. So we came back and came pretty close to win and had the winning run at first base, or the go-ahead run, I guess it would be. Ended up coming up 1 run short. And then the second game, we beat them 1-0. Then on Monday night here, we beat Lehman Catholic, Sydney Lehman, 4-0. And then Houston, they were saving their best pitchers for their league games coming up. And they didn't pitch very well. We had batting practice, 5 innings, 16 runs, beat them 16-0. So far we played a couple of pretty good teams, but this is going to be even our whoever ends up being at the bottom of the MAC is still going to be a pretty good team. So this is the start of when we really have to get into it. So tonight is the Marion Local. Tomorrow we play at Anna, weather permitting. That'll be 5 o'clock. Everything's going to be 5 o'clock almost all the rest of the season. So at Lima Shawnee, that is a 5 o'clock start on Monday. Tuesday, we're at Parkway. Thursday, we host New Bremen. And then Saturday, a doubleheader up at South Adams. So got a little bit of work to do here, and we're working on trying to get ourselves ready for this long season. So far, the bats have been pretty good. You know, we're all up and down the lineup. We've had a couple of games where our the 7, 8, and 9 batters were the stars, and that's a really good thing. Usually the 7, 8, and 9 batters are usually on base percentage is about 200, and we're way, way, way ahead of that and have been for quite a while. We've had several times when we've had just really good hitters down at the bottom of our order, and sometimes that's on purpose to get a have a leadoff and then a second leadoff along about the 5 or 6 batter. So we've done that several different seasons on purpose. Our second or third best hitter will be batting in the 5 or 6 spot just so we can get that second leadoff guy, we call it. That's what Jerry Kopp came up with, and that seems to have been a pretty good thing when we have plenty of hitters. And last season, we had, I think I'm going to say 5 games maybe toward the end, middle of the season, where all of the offense came from the bottom 3 batters. So, Harold, you got all your names and numbers in there?
I think I do. Hopefully.
All right. That's good.
Now if anybody can read them, that'll be the next thing.
Well, you and Calpy are the only ones who have to read it. He always yells at everybody, so he needs to just show up and put it in himself.
He's got to do it himself.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So what's your thoughts on how we've done so far this year?
Oh, great start for the Indians. 5-1.
Yep.
Coming into our first MAC game. Mary Local Flyers, I haven't seen what their record is. Neil, is it?
Yeah, they're 5-1.
They're 5-1.
No, I take that back. That's completely wrong. They're 2-2.
2-2.
Yep. And here's their scores. They've they beat Spencerville 4-3. Allen East beat them 5-3. Wapakoneta beat them 7-1, and they beat Fort Laramie 6-4. So Fort Laramie is
our only
common opponent. So
that doesn't really mean a whole lot sometimes.
Right, because
whose pitcher's pitching, and if you got your best pitcher against their worst,
yep,
you're gonna win.
Yep, and if you have a couple of breaks that go well, and like happened at Fort Laramie, they had some breaks that definitely went their way. Threw the ball around and we're down 6-0, and our heads are hanging low, and then we started hitting the ball.
We had to come back, got all the way back to 6-5, and just about won. Got back to lead, but not meant to be that day, was it?
Nope, and that's okay. Yep. Like I said, we weren't planning to go undefeated anyway. So,
that's pretty hard to do.
We hope we can, and
that'd
I think
great,
that first year that we went to state, we were
17-0 coming out of the gate, I think.
Yep, and I asked a couple of guys, I said, we're going to go undefeated this year? Oh, yeah. Well, the next game they lost,
got
of course.
Beat. Yeah.
But, no 17 wins starting off
the
season.
That's a pretty good start.
Including that incredible game at Coldwater.
Oh, yeah.
That was I wasn't there when it started, and I was listening on the way over.
Yep.
And you guys were saying that there were 1,500 people there. And I thought there's never been 1,500 people at a high school baseball
game. Wouldn't think it, but there was.
And I got there, and I parked at the hospital.
Walked two blocks. Your way all the way across.
Walked to the game, and I started counting. They have 5 sections in their bleachers, and each one holds 250 people.
And they were full.
And they were full.
Yep.
And then they were 2 or 3
all
deep,
the way down,
all the way
line.
Down the line.
Yep.
People out in the outfield, the right field line had car. You know, people always park.
Yep.
On there and watch the game. They had those and then lawn chairs all along there. I counted a little bit on that left field line and came to the conclusion I got to 1,500 and hadn't gone to the right field line yet. So there's 1,700 people there.
There's a lot of people there, no doubt about it.
And the game, in my opinion, that game, the whole tone of the game was set on our very first batter.
Yeah, Mitch was tremendous.
Mitch Stahman. The I can't remember if it was Dylan or Derek Toby.
Ten or eleven pitches. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he had pitched. He had just come off of a 42 pitch complete game.
Yep.
And Mitch had 12 pitches.
He was unbelievable. Yeah.
And that, you know, and our goal, kind of like we've done a couple times here, is to wear him out.
Try to
get to the second
one
tier.
Ace out of there.
You know, of course, Coldwater. Their second. Their relievers are still pretty good, but you know we knew we had some hitters, And it was
a great game.
It was really
a great
good.
Call by Calvin and Bubba. I'll never forget. I always go back and listen to it in the archives every once in a while.
Yeah,
Bubba calling that fly ball to left field.
Yep. And every time I see Kyle Schrader, he listens to that at least once a month.
Yeah, I think he loved that too.
He absolutely loved it. Come on, Kyle. Come on. Go get it, Kyle.
Can of corn. You got her. Indians win. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. So, you know, that was one of those times when we had our second leadoff. Kyle Schrader was our second leadoff at
bat
about
number
five.
Nine.
Five. No, I think he was five or six.
Five or six.
To start off that bottom half. Second leadoff is what Jerry called it. And, you know, we had good batters all up and down that lineup, kind of like we do right now.
Yeah, got a good start.
Yeah, if we can kind of keep that going, we're going to be in really good shape.
We're going to have a lot of fun this year. That's the goal, to have some fun. I got your starting lineups here for the Marion Local Flyers. Looks like Isaac Moeller will lead off and play third base. Trey Brookhart will be the pitcher tonight, bat second. Colin Moeller will be playing first base tonight. And batting fourth, Camden Eifert playing right field. Seth Heitkamp will be catching tonight. And Landon Minton, the second baseman. Wyatt Fleck will DH tonight. And Andrew Schmockers will be playing center field. And Ethan Hoster-Holt, shortstop tonight. And Ben Meyer will be batting ninth and playing left field. For the Indians, as always, Reese Wendell is our leadoff batter, playing center field. Colson Post is going to be a DH tonight. And looks like Reese Lefevre is going to play the field and play second base. Luke Fortkamp, who's been hot batted for sure, and he is our first baseman. Alex Garkey's on the mound, batting fourth. Batting fifth will be Brody Hart, the catcher. Batting sixth, Caden Holman. Caden's at third base tonight. Ian McCain will play shortstop. And Hayden Seifring will be in the left field. And batting ninth will be Grant Fortkamp in right field. Indians looking for that sixth win. Copy made her in. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, my friend. Yeah, this is when things get serious here. You get the Mac coming into town. And
time to start playing some good ball. We've been doing it so far, so let's just keep it up.
Yeah, we just need to keep doing what we've been doing. And I think everything will fall into place. But,
yep, absolutely.
You know, these guys are going to come over here, and they got confidence.
Yep.
Hell, they
win
everything they play.
Exactly.
You know, so it's time to just give them a little taste of.
Yep, they got us last year. I think it was a close game, 2-1, 3-2, something like that. It was about a one-runner last year.
I believe it was a one-run game.
It was cold as can be, and today it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. We got some nice warm temperatures here. The wind's kind of blowing the way it was the other night when Luke hit that one out.
Yep.
And
got a little help tonight.
Got a little warmer baseball, so she might be flying out of here
tonight.
Could
be flying
tonight. You never know. You never know.
Yes, sir. Looks like the umpires are at home plate with the head coaches. Coach Ike's telling them all the rules. And we will be ready to announce the starting lineups and all the players here in just a little bit.
Yeah, I think, it's nice having Poster back in there in that two-hole tonight.
Yeah.
What he can do here in this MAC game. And then, you know, we just got to keep our big boys. They just got to keep hitting and find our way. And pitching's got to be good tonight.
Garks is
on the mound. He's going to have to be tough. So, you know, I'll tell you what, they're going to announce the players, and we'll do the national anthem.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll come back after the national anthem, and we'll be ready for baseball shortly thereafter.
Sounds good.
Behind the pole eight.
Benson, take us in, baby.
107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number is 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com.
Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Me and Fee are going to bring you some MAC action tonight here. Marion local Flyers into town. They come in 2-2, Fee.
2-2. That surprises me a little bit. But.
Yep. They come in here 2-2, going to face a 5-1 Indian team. Big Garks out there in the mound. Oodles of Mac baseball here tonight.
Got a bunch of schedules.
Knoxville 2-1 at Coldwater 5-1. Well, that'd be interesting if Knoxville can sneak in there and take care of the Cavs right off the bat. That'd be big. Flyers obviously here in town taking on the Indians. Minster 4-0 at Delphi St. John's. They're 2-0. Probably a pretty good battle right there. You know, Delphi's got a late start with the basketball and the Elwer kid.
I'm sure he's going to get the ball tonight.
He's a heck of a baseball player, too. Out something else.
He's Natalie.
Parkway 4-4 at Versailles 4-2. Probably been another good golf ball game in New Bremen at St. Henry. All pretty dang good ball games tonight.
Should be some
you know
good
that?
Yep. Hopefully we'll have some updates during the game.
Maybe we can keep some updates on those scores and let everybody know where things are sitting. Right now the Indians taking their final warm-ups, getting ready for first pitch. Gark's out there on the mound. Big Caden Hoban over at third. Ian McCain at short. Reese LaFever at second. Big Luke Forkamp over there at first base. Hopefully we keep everything. The outfielders, you know, maybe we don't have to give them a ball out there tonight. Keep everything in the infield.
Yep, keep it in the infield. Make it
easy. Leading off the Flyers, the third baseman, number 24, Isaac Muller.
Isaac Muller going to step to the plate. Grant Forkamp out in right field for the Indians. Reese Wendell out in center field. And Hayden Seifring over in left. Here comes pitch number one. That baby's coming in there a little high.
Ball just a little high, yep.
Burkhardt on deck for the Flyers. We're down a little bit.
Yeah, got both of them there about numbers. Ball two.
Thank you, Mick Spence. Thank you, Spencey.
Swing and a miss right there on the 2-0 pitch.
Good pitch by Garkey.
Still a little elevated. Got to get her down a little bit here.
One time here, Garks.
That one is hit well. Out towards left center field. Left fielder going over, Reese going over, and off of Hayden Seifring's glove. And that's going to be a leadoff stand-up double for Isaac Moeller.
Boy, he ran it down and got a hand on it, but I think he's worried about getting run over.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of
– Reese and them didn't talk too good on that
one. I don't know if they was doing a lot of communication. Reese wasn't going to get to it. Hayden had a chance at it.
Yeah, Hayden hit his glove.
Yeah, went off his glove. And... So, leadoff double for Moeller brings up Trey Brookhart. Settle down here, Garks. Don't worry about that run out there. It's like Luke for now.
Fortkamp sneaking in a little bit, expecting a bunt. No such luck. He didn't even think about squaring.
Nope, that pitch is high. Ball one. Leadoff guy at second. Nobody out. Top of the first.
Good pitch.
Good pitch right there by Alex Garkey. Strike one. One ball, one strike.
Hey, I didn't know. I forgot all about it till I got down there to the concession stand. 50-cent hot dogs, buck and a half Coney dogs here at the.
Holy cow! It's dog major deal tonight. 50-cent hot dogs
dog.
Here in town. Swinging a miss. Blew right
it,
there. Man. Nice job, Alex.
Another one.
One ball, two strikes. $1.50 Coney dogs. Son of a gun.
We might have to test that one out.
I'm no stranger to a Coney dog.
We ain't scared of them.
Mm-mm. Big pitch right there.
Hey, sir, baby. Have a seat. Have a seat.
That's a great pitch right there. That got him on the outside
on
edge.
The knees. Yep.
Steve Rag 3.
One on, one out. The first baseman, number 26.
First K for the game here for Big Gux. One away now.
Yeah, still let's just down. Let's get out of this inning enough.
That brings up Colin Moeller, number 3 hole hitter. Followed by Camden Eifert.
Good pitch.
That was one of his first curves, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kept real low. I like that.
All right, Alex. Here we go now. Bob swung on. Wow. Back to the screen.
Nice.
Garks gets out in front now. No balls, two strikes. Be a good one, another good one to get himself here.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Keep her low, big fella. Sit down.
Oh,
absolutely
pretty,
stunned him right
absolutely
there.
Absolutely beautiful pitch. Back-to-back KLs.
Brody.
Brody tried to pick him off.
Tried
second.
To pick him off at second and went in the center field.
Moved the runner over to third.
Gets
so
him to third now.
Kind of an error right there, I would say, Fee.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good throw. Plus,
the right fielder number
just, can't let that happen.
Let's just let them stay where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Problem is now pass ball.
Exactly. Eifert, your hitter, huh?
Camden Eifert, your batter. Seth Heitkamp on deck here for the Flyers. Here comes the pitch. First pitch in there.
Whew, that was hot. Good looking pitch.
A lot of smoke on it.
A little outside, maybe.
A lot of smoke on it.
Reds didn't play this afternoon, did they?
Yep, got smoked.
Got smoked. I'm afraid of that.
Nice pitch right there. Evens the count of one ball, one strike.
Good looking curveball at the knees there. I'm on defense. Let's get one for him.
Yeah, keep it in the infield here. Ooh.
Wow, that's pretty good pitch.
Must have been just a little outside. Brody's glove didn't move much there,
folks. Didn't move a lot, did it? Come on, Alex.
Two balls and a strike now.
We're going to help you, buddy.
That one's a little high.
That one was definitely high. Start out, big fella. Get her down just a little.
3-1 count. Hitter's pitch right here, Fee.
Mm-hmm.
Threw him the curveball.
Nasty curve.
Man, he got a strike called on that, baby. Nice looking pitch right at the knees.
3-2.
All right, Garks. Battled back. Don't let him on. Yeah, don't let him on first. There's the pitch. That's a ground ball to Reese. Reese scoops it up, fires over to left for out number three. Well, a leadoff double ends in naught for the old Flyers. He does get over to third, but at the end of half an inning, no runs on one hit. We'll go to the bottom. Fee's going to light her up.
Let's go.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
They were back here at the Battlegrounds. No score so far. We're going to the bottom of the first. Indians first at bat. Leading off, Reese Wendell, number 99, a center fielder.
Reese Wendell.
Be a good start to get Reese on there.
Always a good start.
Always a good start to get Reese on there. He can create some havoc. There's a shot. Getting the gap. Getting the gap. It's down. And a boy base hit for Reese. Takes a big turn at first. One pitch. Great leadoff. Colson Post going to come to the plate.
What do you want to do here? You going to bunt him down third base line?
Yeah, you got to do that, or you got to give Reese
an opportunity?
Yeah, maybe an opportunity. Steal base. One hit. Colson is DHing tonight. Looks at the ball low. Arms have been a little sore. One day just going to take a break here till next week.
That's the way it sounded. Jill said the other night, probably going to let him go all week and then maybe bring him back next week for a little bullpen, see what his arm does.
I think the batting doesn't bother him, so. There's a strike. Evens count 1-1. Colson looking down at the signs. We'll see what Coach Ike's got in store here. 9-9's gone.
There he goes.
Ooh, now he might turn. Good job.
Nice job by the catcher right there to stay in front of that.
He did knock that down.
Yeah, bouncing the dirt in front of the plate. And
we got him in scoring position. Colson. Two balls and a strike here. On the senior designated hitter tonight.
Boy, if he can butt one down the first baseline now.
Oh, boy.
He's the only guy over there.
Drag it, and he can run right down there for a hit. Takes out. Little low.
Good eye.
Three balls and a strike. Hitter's pitch here would be a good time to drive one. Hold on, Colson. Let's get him in. There goes the runner. There's a line drive. It's going to drop for a base hit. Reese rounds third, and he's heading for home. He'll be in standing up. Indians lead it 1-0.
Nice piece of hitting right there by Colson Post.
Nice shot by Colson.
Can't ask for a better start there. Now we got Big Luke coming to the plate.
Big Luke coming to the plate.
The first baseman, number 77, Luke.
Two batters, two hits. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Garkey on deck, the pitcher. Brody Hart in the hole. Looking for a big inning here. Throw over to first, not in time.
Good job, Pussy. Make him work here a little
Colson.
Bit. Get out there.
Keep him thinking. Dives back in, safe. There's a strike. Outside curveball. Catches the edge.
Definitely an off-speeder.
Yep. Big 77 having a great season so far. Bounces in the dirt.
Well,
throw
down.
Could
puppy.
Be trouble. Nope, he ain't got the ball. Colson moves up to second base. I don't know what you'd call that.
I said stolen base.
Stolen base.
It was kind of a bouncer up there. But.
It bounced a little bit, but then he took off. It was close play.
Bobby's got a bunch of putters out there on
the
old putting green.
He's out on the old Joe Broom's putting green.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a bunch of kids. Two balls and a strike on Fort Kent. Looking to drive in a run here, too. Throw it back to second, not in time. Look, he gets the right pitch. He can make it 3-0.
Bet your bippy he could.
Way high. Three balls and a strike. Nobody out.
Brookhart just a little discombobulated here with this start by the Indians.
Struggling a little bit. Big hitter's pitch again. 77. Ooh, just a little behind that pass ball. Fouls are back. Makes the count, goes to 4-3-2.
Hang in there, Sevens. Hang in there, kid.
Yep, we got to get him over to third anyhow. Come on, Sevens. Way out in front of that one. That was way.
He was sitting on that curve. Sitting on that curve and couldn't wait any longer.
Could not wait any longer. That one could be over in the high school.
He hit it hard.
He hit it hard. Here's the pitch. Popped up. May stay in play. Looks like the first baseman's after. He's got it. So we got us a fly out to number 3 for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Alex Garkey, the pitcher, to the plate.
Oh, Garks, help yourself out here a little
Alex
bit.
Alex is definitely wanting to help himself out. Luke's frustrated. He just missed that one.
With one out, the pitcher, number 4.
I think he's frustrated because he didn't wait on that hanging curve.
Yeah, that hanging curve. He'd waited on it. He could have drove it into the cheap seats.
Yes, he could have.
Come on, Force. Posty, pretty good lead down in second. Hopped
Damn
up.
Damn shot.
That's going to go foul, though.
What about chasing him?
Boys are anxious right now. Nothing wrong with that.
Might be our strategy, you know.
I like him being aggressive, yep. One away in the inning. No balls, one strike. Pitches in the dirt. Posty's going to try to get to third, and he's going to get there.
Yeah, catcher couldn't
quite get the ball. So we'll put him over to third. Now we're just going to need a ground ball right side, if you would.
Ground ball right side, fly ball,
fly
anything
ball.
Like that.
Wild pitch and scoring, we don't care how it Oh, a little outside. Two balls and a strike on the big pitcher. Alex Garkey. Another senior. You're going to hear a lot of seniors today.
Yes, for sure.
Ball low. 3-1. Boy, we've had a few of these 3-1s.
I was going to say.
Hitters definitely.
I think that's four straight 3-1s.
Advantage. Oh, up and high, up or close to the old head there. That's a base on ball. Alex Garkey will head to first. We got him at first and third now. One out. And that is going to bring Brody Hart to the plate.
For the catcher. Number 55, Brody Hart.
All righty. Popped up. That is probably an infield fly rule, I would think.
Didn't call it.
Nobody said anything. But he catches it. Shortstop gets it. Brody way anxious on that one.
Come on, Caden. Come on, Caden.
Caden Holman comes to the plate. Caden, we need a hit, buddy. I'm surprised that we didn't take a pitch and let Garks get down to second. But I don't think they would have threw. There's a good pitch right at the knees.
Maybe it was just good pitch. Brody saw it.
Yep, liked it. Took a swing.
Don't argue the possibility of getting him both in scoring position.
Yep. I'd like to see that. But... Oh, high fastball. He went after it. Tapping his head there a little bit. I think he's frustrated that he shouldn't have went for that one. But high cheese, you got to love it. Looks so good coming in.
Beautiful.
Come on, Big Ten. We got to have you here. Make him make a play here. Throw back. Throw came back over to Garks. He gets back easy. No balls, two strikes.
Huge lead. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
He is gone. Oh, Hayden, stay up. Take that one.
Garks, good.
He tried, to get his attention to throw over, but he didn't want no part of it. Runners at second and third here. One ball, two strikes on the senior third baseman.
Now's Caden your time, Holman. Ten. Now's your time.
Get that floater in there and take it. Oh, he reached out, hit it hard, but right at the right fielder. Ooh. And he's got it.
Cannon caught that thing down by his knees.
Yes, he did. Fly out to you. Number nine for the third out of the inning. In the inning. The Indians get a run on a couple of hits. After one complete, it's the Indians one. The Flyers zero.
Tonight's hometown huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Faller Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fallermechanical.com. Thanks to Faller Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the second inning. Garks back out on the mound. He's getting himself a 1-0 lead here. He's going to face... Flip the book over, and I'll let you know. 5-6-7, Seth Heitkamp, Camden Minton, and...
Atta boy.
Who's that, Wyatt Fleck?
28 was Seth Heikamp. Seth Heikamp grounds out.
Who did he ground down to?
To LeFever. Reese did a nice job.
4-3, out number one.
Quick first pitch. It got it out already. Love it.
The second baseman, number 11, Landon Minton.
Landon Minton, your batter now. Fixed first pitch up the middle. Ian McCain fields it cleanly. Got to hurry. Gets it down there. Gets him by good half a step. Nice play by Ian McCain. That's going to go 6-3. Out number two. That brings up Wyatt Fleck to the plate. Number 25. He's a designated hitter.
The designated hitter, number 25, Wyatt Fleck.
Is that two pitches, two outs?
Two pitches, two outs.
Boy, screwed that up. He took it. Comes 1-0. That's high. Ball two. Nothing down low. 3-0.
Come on, Alex. Climb the ladder here one at a time. One at a time. Ball high.
Four straight pitches. Free pass. Ethan Osterholt, now your batter, another senior for the Flyers.
Two outs. Shortstop number one, Ethan Osterholt.
Always evens out. Yep, two outs on two pitches. Well, that's not gonna happen every time. That pitch came in there. Ooh.
Gotta work hard now. Five pitches in a row.
A little high there. Not much.
Not much.
Osterholt. Budmeyer on deck.
There's a good pitch.
Yeah, nice breaking ball across the plate. One ball, one strike now. Two outs. Top of the second. Indians up by one. That one swung on. Hit out towards Reese.
Reese's got a beat.
Reese got a beat on it.
Attaboy.
Puts it in the old pocket. And that's going to do it for the Marin local Flyers here in the top half of the second inning. They strand another guy. We go to the bottom half of the second. Indians on top, 1-0.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We are back here at LeFever Complex. Indians lead it 1-0 after 1.5. Indians a couple base hits, a couple stolen bases. Got them the first run. Marin local.
Let's see if we can get the bottom half of this lineup on base here and get a little something going to roll the top.
We got Ian McCain, Hayden Seifring, and Grant Fortkamp, the bottom three. This is where we want to get the old spark plug here. Get a couple guys on and see what happens. Get back to the top of the lineup.
Yeah, that's always big, man. I tell you, if you
get a couple runners on and then bring the big boys up.
Yeah, bring up your leadoff guy.
All inside. 2-0 to Ian McCain, the shortstop for the Indians.
Turned your hip bone into it a little bit. Thought maybe you could get a bumper.
He was looking for a butt cheek shot there and didn't quite get her. Way out in front of that one. Trey Brookhart, senior for the Flyers, is the pitcher tonight.
Good eye right there.
Ball,
tried to guide that one in there.
In the cane. The ground ball, shortstop. Boom, it went right by him. We got a runner.
To what we wanted right there.
Yes,
good
sir.
Start.
Good start.
I'd say that's a...
probably an error there, I would guess.
I would give him an error.
Not sure it touched his glove, but that's, he definitely should have had that.
No doubt about it.
E6, we'll put him on. And they already got it once.
Yep, we're good. Yep, we're good. Good thinking.
Hayden Seifring, your batter. Third baseman moving in. Expecting a bunt, I think. McCain, pretty good wheels down there at first. Pulls it back. Stolen base. Coming down easy.
Easy.
Got it.
Nice job, Ian McCain.
Stolen base by Ian McCain.
Great
he
job.
Is now in scoring position.
Pretty good throw, I thought, but
not
a pretty good jump.
He
got a good throw
jump
down there by the catcher, but, man, Ian was...
they were so worried about the bunt, they forgot about keeping him on. Nobody out. Runner second. Hayden Seifring, your hitter. He's going to bunt again. Get by him. Oh,
yeah.
Bobble is. There's a bobble. That's going to be everybody safe.
Here we go.
What you want to call that one, Cappy?
Well, I'd say that's probably in there.
E on number one. We're going to put him on. Well, we said get the bottom of the lineup on. So far, so good.
Yeah, we called that one.
That brings Grant Forkamp to the plate.
Big JB giving them hits wide open down there.
Yeah.
We're eating them up.
We're eating them up. Jerry says all base hits.
We're okay with anything.
Strike called.
Hey, giving us 5 outs this inning, we all be able to do some damage.
Oh, I like that. I like that. There goes a runner. Throw down.
That's high.
Way high in a second. He's going hot.
This is
Ian's coming. He's safe. We got another run. Two high throws.
There we go.
And that worked out just perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, shortstop. He knew he wasn't going to have a chance of getting
the
guy
no
second. So he comes firing home, and he fires high, and the catcher's got to jump.
He threw it so high that it made it tough on a shortstop to try to make a throw at home.
Yeah, he did.
Good jump by Ian, though. That's a nice job. Stole us a base.
So does that show us anything about the catcher enough to
give us a pretty good arm down there, but
a bad arm. So far he's been a little inaccurate.
But I think we'll keep going here until he proves us he can throw him out.
There's a bouncer, and he's heading on down to third. He don't know where the ball's at. Finally finds it. That puts Hayden on third base.
Yeah, Hayden quickly down there 90 feet away.
Let's get him. Hi, Journey. You want to come up here? Whoa,
ooh,
got a new doll.
Got a new dolly.
Looking
that's
good.
Awesome.
Ooh, birdie.
You like your grandkids
little
here?
Grandkids are pretty cool. Journey likes to come up here and check us out.
Yep.
All right.
Come on, Grant.
Grant, get your RBI here. The ball low. Ball four. That's a base on balls. First three batters get on. That's exactly what we wanted. Now we're going
to
see the big boys drive some runs in.
Now
come
we get
on
to
nine.
The top.
The center fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell led off with a first pitch base hit right up the middle. Stole second, stole third, and scored on a base hit by Cole. Colson?
Colston Post.
Post. Big 9-9.
Happy about having guys in scoring position. Get some ribbies.
Yep. Grant Forkamp itchy down there.
Sean Bunt.
He gone. Hits him. Bases loaded.
That's three straight games he's been pumped.
Yeah, he's got it back again. Last year he had a bullseye on his head. He must have got it back again.
Even Christmas, get the bruises to go away.
He gets clobbered every week.
Ask Benson about the Coney dogs. He just had two.
Benson, how's Coney dogs, Billy?
Coney dogs good?
They were delicious.
Delicious, Benson. He is recommending the Coney dogs.
I'm going to do the top of the third, then I'm going to go down and indulge.
They are a dollar, not a dollar 50.
Buck. Buck a dog. You can't beat that.
Well, they'll be out in about half an inning.
Cowboy eat them down. Huge lead down there by Reese. Reese is halfway. There's a line drive.
Get over his head. That's hit hard.
He fell over his head. Going off the fence. We're going to score one run, two runs. Here comes Wendell. Hold him right there. Nobody out. That's good job. That's a great hit. Colson ripped that first pitch.
Two for two. Posting.
Stand
nice job.
Up double, and he's got some RBIs, too. Reese is at third. We got a couple more runs in. Makes the score. 4-0 Indians.
The first baseman, number 77, Luke Fortkamp.
Grant Fortkamp scores. Hayden scores. Great start for the Indians here in the bottom.
We can chase out here in a little bit.
I think we can do. Went way down the line. The ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be a tough play. Come on, Luke. Going to hook that plow. You got him. He got him. A nice play by the shortstop. Deep in the hole there. That is 6-3 for the first out of the inning. But he did get an RBI for that.
Absolutely. Five zippers now here for the Indians here in the
Reese
bottom.
Reese Wendell, very alert base running there. High shot deep in the corner. He had no chance of getting him at all.
He's only 60 feet away.
Yeah, he was halfway there on the lead. All right, Alex Garkey going to try to help himself here again. He takes strike one. Good start for the Indians. 5-0.
Big old crooked number here in the second.
Loving that crooked number. Ball a little bit outside.
Posty out there dancing at second, trying to get a big secondary lead.
Yep. He wants to make sure he scores on a hit. One out here in the bottom of two. Ball's hit hard. Real hard, real deep. He can stay fair. Just a little foul. That was way out of here. Nice shot by Alex. Just a little ahead of it. Squared it up. Very good.
That old wind pushed him a little bit left, too, down that
line.
Yeah,
it's kind of heading that way a little bit. He'd have hung it.
Kind of had it hooking, too.
Ball high. Two balls, two strikes on the pitcher. I'd say Alex is happy with a little cushion here. Indians back in action tomorrow night at Anna.
Dirt
in the ball.
Dirt. Posty taking off.
Post with a stolen base.
Man,
we are
running wide open on them.
We are doing that. I love it. Colson now 90 feet away. Come on, Forrest. Drive him in. Oh, he hit that one hard.
That baby's going in.
Way back. Look it up. That one is gone. Left field. He got all that one.
That might be the first one I've seen hit out of
that
left field.
That is about as hard as you can hit a ball right
that
there.
Was
That's under the bridge out there.
That baby is hit well.
Alex taking a little slow walk around the bases. You got to love that. He helps himself there with a big two-run bomb.
Mark Addington might want to move his car now. It's in the driveway up there. He was right beside
him. Oh, yeah, he had a shot at him. That was a bomb. Great start for the Indians.
I cannot believe that Coach Mitch Hayes ain't coming out to get this young man.
Yeah, he ain't said his name. This poor kid's getting clobbered. Six runs in the inning. Leading it now 7-0, Indians. Brody Hart starting to try to start it again. Bases are now empty after that shot. Ball a little inside. Brody Hart, your hitter, the catcher for the Indians. Caden Holman on deck.
I think Brookhart's got himself a case of the I don't cares anymore.
Yeah, he's thinking what?
Well, he's throwing that. Oh,
there's
my goodness.
A shot. Center fielder's got a beat on it, though. He was planting pretty deep. He makes the play.
Brody hit that baby over
Indians
300.
Are definitely seeing the ball pretty well right now. Two away.
Those are loud outs, baby.
Them are big outs.
The
Look at that outfield. The other last night we played Houston, and Houston left fielder.
They're standing on the fence now.
Yeah, Houston's left fielder literally was, 40 feet in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
And then we couldn't hit it over his head.
Couldn't hit it over his head. Oh, Caden, you got to get that one. Come on,
right,
buddy.
Down the middle.
Need to get him started going, too. Boys are seeing the ball good. Keep hitting it. Ball outside.
Good eye, 10.
Two balls and a strike, two outs in the inning. Big inning for the Indians.
Second
chopper. Shortstop fires. Got him. By a step. And that will go 6-3 for the third out of the inning. But in the inning, six big runs for the Indians on about three hits. After two complete, Indians 7. Flyers 0.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, we're going to get ready for the top half of the third inning. Indians looking strong here so far in this ballgame, up 7-0. Still got a long way to go, Fee.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Gark's still now facing.
But I like our start.
Very good. Facing the batter still for the first time here.
Boy, the bottom of the lineup did a great job getting on there. A couple of errors.
Oh, man, we called that, didn't we?
Base on balls, good eye. Worked that boy hard.
Nice pitch right there. Gark's going to be a little more relaxed now out there.
Yeah, hopefully he just
get on top.
Does his thing.
Yeah. Get out there, throw strikes.
Looks like we got – looks like Luke Everman's going down to the bullpen. Warm up for the Marion local Flyers.
Yep, that's not a shocker. Yeah. Ben Meyer, your batter. Then we roll back to the top to Isaac Moeller.
All righty.
Meyer's first at bat here. That one bounces on the outside edge of the plate for ball one. Pretty good pitch with an 0-2 count.
Yeah. Here's the pitch.
That is a
knocker down.
Strong ground ball over to Luke Fortcamp.
Got her myself.
Luke says, I got this all by myself, boys.
Nice
out
job.
Number one. That goes as a 1-U in the old book. And now we'll roll back to the top to Isaac Moeller. Isaac Moeller led the game off with a double. Off of Hayden Seifring's glove out there in left center.
He gave her a ride.
We kept him right there, too. I guess he did get over to third on that one throw down to second. Not.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we threw one in center field, and he got to third, but that's where he stayed.
That's where he stayed. That's one of those errors that didn't hurt us. Ducks, remember, he hit the ball well his first time up. I guarantee it.
Keeping her down or high.
That one right there was pure smoke.
Smoke, a lot of high.
Curveball right there comes
pitch.
Across the plate.
That's
for
a
strike.
Good pitch.
I tell you, Ducks is just, he's just a smooth-looking pitcher with his –
is.
Leg kick
he's
is delivery.
He's kind of dominating. I mean, he's 6 yeah. foot three, 6
yeah.
four
he's,
probably.
He's pretty impressive out there on the
yes,
mound.
Yes, sir. He definitely is a presence on the mound.
Gets a piece of that one right there. Fouls it back to the screen for strike number two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Base is cleared.
Brody walking out there, going to give the umpire a little break. I think he took a shot to the head there.
Umpire did?
Yeah.
Oh, off the bat.
Got him off.
Nipper?
His, yep, nipper went right off his face mask there a little bit.
Brody's been absolutely stellar behind the plate.
He has been fabulous. Swinging a foul ball.
Just gets a piece of him.
Just a little bit. About got him there. Might be a good thing, though, because it went all the way back. Come on, big fella. Get him yourself here, Alex.
Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a 2-2 pitch.
Swing
and miss. Got him.
That a boy.
Out number two. Strikeout number three for Alex Garkey.
That a boy, Alex. Two away in the inning.
We go to the two-hole pitcher.
Pitcher number nine, Trey.
Pitcher of record right now, Trey Brookhart. He struck out looking his first time up.
Yes, sir.
A pitch right there on the outside edge for a strike.
Five seniors for the Marion Local Flyers. The Indians have 11.
Got a full team of seniors.
Got a lot of seniors.
Off speeder right there across the plate. He gets out in front. Pitch. No balls, two strikes. I get three goose eggs in a row. That deserves a couple goonie dogs.
Oh, that's goonie dog time.
Yeah. There is a foul ball down the first baseline.
Yes, sir.
See if Benson's telling the truth about them coonies. That
check
was in the
out.
Dirt.
Coonie, little mustard, and ooh, little chili. Mm, can't beat it.
May not see me again.
You could be down here for a while.
Be back Friday.
Sit.
How about
down,
that, strike number three looking. Nice job
Alex.
By Alex Garkey here in the top half of the third. Back-to-back K's. Three up, three down.
Well,
Indians got 2.5 in the books. They're on top, 7-0 over the Flyers. We'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. We got a new pitcher. Looks like Camden Eifert is our new pitcher. Ian McCain leading off for the Indians. He did a great job last time. He led off, scored a run. Shortstop kind of let it go right by him. Like Neil said, I don't know if he touched it or not, but he should have made the play.
Yep.
Indians with a great start out of the gate. 7-0 lead. Here's McCain. Ooh, off, that's a cue ball there, right off the end.
I was pretty happy when we scored one in the first. That
I was, too.
Six insurance runs in the second makes it really
that makes it
nice.
Nice. Let Alex Garkey go out there and do his thing. Pitch bounces up there. Three balls and one strike on the Indian shortstop.
You and Calpe have mentioned several times about, you know, when we can get a when the pitcher gets a nice lead and everything's kind of going your way, it's a lot easier to pitch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kind of relax and don't have to worry too much. If you give up one run, that's still fine. Nothing wrong. Come on, Ian. Ian, shortstop. Hayden Seifring on deck. And he's got a base on ball.
Yep, threw that one in the dirt.
Ball four.
Hayden loves to hit, but he ain't afraid to take a walk. He likes to go down there and
get on base,
have a little chaos
get
down
on
there.
Base. Hayden Seifring will come up. Hayden also had a kind of a bunt down the third baseline that the pitcher just did not pick up. He dropped it, and he got on there. We've had a lot of stolen bases, and he is. They're driving our pitchers crazy.
Yep, Ian did a little dancing, and he had to step off and looking back.
Didn't like the way he was looking.
He did the same thing again.
He's in his head. There's no doubt about that.
And you think Ian isn't loving that?
Oh, yeah. Backed him off twice now. Hayden Seifring.
He's going to do a little jump again.
Third baseman moving in, looking, expecting the old bunt again. Hayden takes a ball. So. Ball high, one ball, no strikes. Nobody out in the Indian third inning. Indians lead it 7-0. Dirt ball. Ball two, that is about six in a row now. So.
Yeah, Eifert didn't go for the jump the last two times.
No,
Ian goes out there a little bit of a lead, and then
he
jumps. The first two times, Eifert stepped off and looking back.
Almost didn't come to a stop there. That just about was Valk. 3-0. It definitely is bothering him. Ian's jumping around over there, and I'm sure he's looking at his peripheral vision there saying,
"Oh yeah,
he's driving me crazy." There's the pitch. Might have got a strike on that one. Yep, right down the middle.
Yeah, Hayden was going to take all the way on that
one. Yeah, he was taking all the way. Now he's got a hitter's pitch here. He can do what he wants. Like I said, Indians with the big leader. That's foul ball off his foot.
Yep.
That will make the count full, 3-2. McCain will go back to first. Hayden Seifring back in the box. We are ready to play. Three balls, two strikes. There goes the runner. Ground ball. Foul. Way out in front of that one.
That's pretty close to going in the Indians' dugout there.
Yes, sir.
7-3-2.
We're going to send them again, I think, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did, but it was kind of delayed, but he got ball four anyhow. So we lead off with a couple of base on balls. Got runners at first and second. Nobody out, and that brings Grant Fortkamp to the plate.
A couple of pretty fast runners out there, so if the ball gets away from them, probably going to go.
Both can take off.
And so far,
Indians fourth base on balls.
We don't seem to be afraid of their catcher yet. So
nope.
It's like the coach is going to go out and talk to the pitcher. Probably more about what's going to happen in the field.
Calm him down here a little bit.
Yeah, calm the pitcher down and get the infield
I'd say he's
on the same page.
After the way Ian was jumping around down there, I'm sure he's telling him, don't worry about them. Just throw strikes and we'll play D for you.
Yep.
Indians are thinking, let's hit.
Yep, but we're not afraid to take a walk.
Yeah, absolutely. We got four of them so far. Four hits.
Seven runs.
Seven runs.
Seven zip.
I love that.
Just the bottom of the third. We've scored every inning.
Indians so far have been very good.
And the bottom of the order has been
hot
this year.
They all got on. They've been doing a great job this year. Grant with a bunt. If it stays fair, that's going to be interesting.
Yep.
He's hustling, and he's going to get there.
Yep, catcher couldn't come up with
it. Catcher couldn't come up with it. It was going to be a close play. I'm going to give him a hit this time.
Yeah, the best the catcher could have done was throw it away. He hung on to it after he finally got it. But, yeah, he didn't have any chance of getting him.
Went bases up. Are loaded.
Nobody out, and it's the top of the order.
Big 99. Is that the plate?
What, Treese got going
for him? Last time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Runners are in. There's a pitch down low.
He's been hit both times, hadn't he?
Yep. No. He had a base hit first time.
Oh, okay.
Line drive on the first pitch.
First pitch
of the game. Boom.
Yep.
99. Get you a couple RBIs here. That's hit deep.
It's going to get
way
one.
Back. Float, baby. Float, baby. Float, baby. Float. Gone! A home run.
How about that?
Grand slam home run for Reese Wendell.
How about that?
Indians taking an 11-0 lead. That was hit well. Got up in the jet stream and just enough to carry it over there. Nice job, Reese.
Wow. That wasn't what I was expecting. When it went up there, I thought it, of course, wind did take it, but I was expecting a sacrifice fly, which had been just fine.
That was a beautiful stay back, hit that ball, boy, squared it up nice, and all the way out of here in left field. About 295.
Four batters, four runs.
That is the way to start.
What did Colson do last time?
Colson line drive base hit.
Yep.
Both times up.
Yep.
I got to fill in all these dang things. It's just run scoring wide open. I love it. Home run right there.
Cold strike.
We got Colson Post at it.
Yeah.
He is 2-for-2. Looks to start us again. Ball bounces in the dirt. One ball, one strike. First four hitters get on. The first three get on, and then the fourth one hits a home run. Can't draw that up any better than that.
No, I don't believe you can.
Posty, come on now. Posty, ground ball. Going to be a tough play at first. He ain't going to get him. That's a base hit.
First baseman had to come over. The pitcher probably would have gotten there in time, but
Had
to backhand it 40 feet from first base, so he came a long way to try to get that. Did get his glove on. The second baseman was behind him. He didn't have a chance to get it.
Big Luke Forkamp comes to the plate. Luke. Grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, or his second time up, and he flew out to the first baseman his first time up. 0-for-2, looking for a hit. Ball down. I'm sure when he sees Reese's ball going flying over and Gark's ball going flying over, he's thinking, I need to join the group.
Yeah, at least just get a base hit. We'll be happy with that.
Yep, base hit's good.
Yeah, he's got to get off the schneid here today.
Ball in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes.
I think everybody else, no, Brody hadn't been on base. I was going to say everybody else has been on base and scored.
Nope, Brody and Caden, neither one has had a hit there. Popped out.
Very
high.
In
the infield. Shortstop calls it. Second baseman looked over at him, but shortstop says, I got it. Flies out, pop out to six. First out of the inning for the Indians. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate. The pitcher hit a home run his last time up. Two-run Johnson.
11-0 Indians. That is not how I wasn't even hoping for that.
No, I kind of like it, though.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this
right now.
You need
to keep throwing goose eggs at the top of the scoreboard, though.
We'll keep them going about two more times and call our game.
Yep.
Won't bother me a bit. Big 4-4.
About a couple extra insurance runs to keep it at a run rule would be.
Yep. That'd be great.
Very good.
There's a shot in the left field, a base hit. Left fielder's up with it. He'll bring her in. That's a nice hit for Alex. Garkey, 2-for-2 on the night with a base on ball.
Yeah. Here comes Brody. He is overdue.
This guy's due. That's right.
He's hit. He's put the bat on the ball all season, but he hasn't.
Yeah.
He's
hasn't
probably
been finding the holes yet.
His average isn't real good, but it's.
Yeah, he will.
Yep. It'll come in streaks.
Oh, Brody runs the first and second, one out.
They are playing deep on for everybody.
That ball's hit hard right at the center fielder, though. He's drifting over, and he's going to make the play.
Yep. Another nice
second out of the inning. He put
Brody.
A nice drive into that, baby. That is a fly out. Two.
If they'd have been playing in, he'd have burned them, but they were playing it right.
Second out of the inning. Caden Holman looking for his first hit of the game also.
He needs to get on, you know, on this hit play.
Yeah, he flew out the first time. Hit the ball pretty hard to right field. Right fielder made a nice play. Come on, 10. Drive somebody in here. Ball's in the dirt. Ball one. Third. Senior third baseman looking for his first hit. Let's get one here.
You sure I can get back on the air after eating them county dogs? You got four runs, grand slam. Maybe I better keep eating.
Keep eating. This baby's over.
Great county dogs. You're going to have to take a little mini
might
break.
Make me a little break, too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking after this home run, I may go down there. Come on, Caden. Let's get a hold of one time. Ball outside.
I had a little conversation down there with the Burkhart.
Yep.
Pitchers. Papa Bear, he said, ooh, we're not looking too good.
That's a balk. We're going to move the boys up to second and third now. Caden, you got two RBIs waiting for you for a base hit here. Come on now.
He said that the Cam Eifert out there is normally not a pitcher.
Is that right?
He got so many games, and they got a doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's
it is tough.
You get nice weather. I know why they do that. They book as many games as they possibly can because of the weather. You're
going to
miss a few. You know, you figure on a couple of rainouts. But, man, we've had decent weather. It's cold but playable.
Yep.
So, this is where you need four or five pitchers. So far, innings have been pretty good. Shot right at the third baseman. Throw over to first. Got him. That ends the inning. Nine more runs. Nine more batters go to the plate. We batted around twice now. This time we got four runs on three hits. After three complete, 11-0 Indians.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Pub 49 Bar & Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Big Dark's back out there on the mound. He's facing 3-4-5. Colin Moeller, Camden Eifert, and Seth Heikamp, first three batters. Moeller sneaks in there and takes a whack at one. He got a pitch earlier in that, and that one's just saving. He's 0-2. Oh, you got a new batter out there, Spencey?
Yeah, Derek Kanapke sneaked in there. 26 instead of 20.
Derek Kanapke's in there. Okay. We'll put him in there. That one a little high right there. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff guy. Derek Kanapke. Fee on a roll. One in the first, six in the second. I may never get to do us in the lineup if he keeps that up.
Yeah, well, you're the kind of person that would sacrifice for the team.
Well, I definitely would. But he starts screwing around, man. I tell you, I'll boot him. There's a ground ball foul down the third base line.
I hope you never get the chance.
That's exactly right.
But you're doing the important part. You're doing the defense. You're putting goose eggs on the board, Dave.
I think I'm doing my part.
Yep, we only need one run to win this game so far. So you're doing your part. If you keep zeros up there, they can't win.
Most of it's Garks, I think. But me, you know, I take credit a little bit. All right, here comes a 2-2. Swung on and missed.
Nice.
Fastball right at the old ankles, and he chased after it. Perfect. That's going to give him a handful of K's so far in this ball game through. Let's see, 9-10 outs. He's struck out half of them.
They have one hit. Have they had two base runners, one base runner? I think they had two base runners.
They had two base runners. He walked a guy in the second, and Mueller led the game off with a double off of Hayden's glove. Those are the only two base runners. There's a K to Camden Eifert, or a strike, I should say. One ball, one strike, one away here. Top of the fourth inning. Benson, show your eyes down there. That's number 24 I see down in the bullpen. That is Isaac Mueller. He's the leadoff guy. He's down there warming up. That one is swung on and a base hit right up the middle. Good piece of hitting right there by Camden Eifert.
And if you wonder, that is a grandson of a St. Joe boy.
Yes, he is. I saw Danny this morning at the funeral. Tough funeral this morning for me, Spencey. I had
your partner.
My partner in crime there for 20 years. Kind of tough.
Yep. I got there yesterday at 2 minutes after 3. The viewing started at 3. It's 45 minutes getting through the line.
Yeah, it was busy.
A lot of people.
It was busy. First pitch inside. No, he called that a strike, huh?
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm okay with that.
Runner at first. One away here. Cam Eifert down there at first. Not a bad lead. I don't think he's going to take off. He surely shouldn't. He's getting beat by 11. That one's in the dirt. Yeah. But I can tell you this. He keeps walking back to first.
Yeah.
He'd dead meat.
Brody's.
Left-handed batter up. Or right-handed batter up. And he can flat out gun one down there to first.
Yep.
And this could be the pitch right here. There it is.
Yep.
Oh, Luke.
Luke let it get past him.
Yeah, Luke took his eye off that ball. Grant's picking it up. And he's going to get it in here. I knew the way he was lollygagging back to first that
Brody's going to throw behind him.
Brody was going to give him. And I don't know if you noticed, but Luke just totally took his eye off that ball right when it got to him. So.
Yep, I think Brody faked him out, too. I don't think Luke thought he was going because he looked like he's thrown back to the pitcher and then threw over. Might have had him.
Swinging miss right there. Two balls, two strikes to Seth Eichamp. Fires now with two hits. No runs on two hits so far. Runner at second. One out. That pitch is a late swing right there by Seth Heikamp. He goes down swinging. Strikeout number two in the inning. Strikeout number six in the game. That brings Mitten to the plate. Landon Mitten is your batter. Camden Eifert out there at second.
Just as Alex was going to let her go.
Give him a late timeout, I think.
Yep.
Tell you what, I got the Pepsi brewing down there in the belly. The Coney dog's in there. That's a wild pitch. That's going to get the runner over to third.
Well, the timeout worked for the batter, I guess.
Yeah. One ball, no strike. Two outs here. Second time the Flyers have got a runner to third. See if they get him in this time. That pitch is a little high. Yep, Cunny Dogs and Pepsi down in there. There's going to be a belch coming here pretty soon. WCSN boys are going to pack things up and hit the road early in the game when they hear this one.
They're going to think it's thunder and pack her up. Now you got Ron Brunswick and Matt Bruns over there for WCSM.
Good pitch right there. Nice strike right there. Nice job, kiddo. Battling back here. Three balls, one strike. Two outs. That one's high. Ball four. So a free pass puts them on first and third. Minton goes down to first. Second walk of the ball game so far for Alex Garkey.
Need to keep your goose egg streak going.
I know. Getting nervous.
Yep. Number 25, Wyatt Fleck.
So the DH coming up, Wyatt Fleck to the plate. Runners at first and third. Brady out there giving the signs. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to gun that kid down at second. We're going to tag him out. And we're going to go back in and hit some more.
Or fake the throw and get the guy at third.
Don't know the signs, but I know it was a good one. There is a fastball right down the pipe. Stack one. Garks is saying, you guys ain't scoring on my watch here.
Nope. So Flex probably, what'd you say, 5'9", 5'10", and he squats down pretty good.
Yeah.
Making a small strike zone.
Probably squats about 800 pounds, too, the way he looks. He looks like a bull.
Yes.
Way out in front of that one. Strike two. Garks way out in front now. No balls, two strikes. Two away here.
I don't remember what position, but he definitely was on the football team. That name is very familiar.
Quite sure.
Saw it in the paper a bunch of times.
Nothing good here, but don't let it get past Brody here. There goes the runner.
I think they called a balk. Nope.
Time called by the batter, by Wyatt Fleck. As his runner pretty much is on his way to second. Bad time for a timeout. Good time for the Fort Recovery boys.
Yep. Well, we'd have probably gunned him out anyway.
All right, here comes the 0-2.
Ooh. Behind him.
Luke just wanted to catch it that time.
Yep.
Luke said, all right, I ain't letting one go down there. Got to give Brody credit here. Runner at third, he's still firing down at first.
Yep.
He likes to pick them off, boys.
Well, he's ended two games this year.
He's getting a huge lead. There comes the pitch. Way out in front. Strike three. Nice job, Garks. He lets a couple guys on. He strikes out the side, though. Hits strikeout number seven for old Garks through 3-6-9, 12 outs. He struck out seven. And we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Indians on top. 11 big ones to a goose egg. We'll be back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. I just had two tremendous chili dogs.
They're dang good, ain't they?
Oh, I got chili on from my ears down to my toes.
You are a mess.
I'm all over the place. But I might have got the last one, too.
I tell you what, I had to work my butt off getting me another goose egg right there, Fee.
You did good.
I had rounders at first and third. Clark's took care of business for me, though.
Atta boy. We are going to start off with Ian McCain again.
I was looking down there. Yeah, look down there, and the last three batters.
Have
scored 6 runs.
That's unbelievable.
And that, my friend, is how you win ball games.
That is how you win. Same pitcher, we got a new pitcher.
Got a new pitcher out there in the mound. I think it's Isaac Moeller. He was out there warming up in the bullpen earlier.
Well, let's add a couple more on here just for the heck of it.
Yeah, I think early in the game here, the Indians took the wind out of the sails
for
the Flyers. And
that's a bouncer up there. 3-1 on Indian shortstop.
Get that big lead, and you got big Alex out there on the mound throwing 85 mile an hour.
You got to love it.
Pretty intimidating.
Ball outside. He did it again.
He's back on base. Three times the young man's been on base.
Three times. He scored twice. Let's see if he can do it again. Base on balls. That's our fifth base on balls.
Second for the Indians. Number 24, Dylan Klinke.
We got two errors up there on the board, both of them by our catcher, Brady Hart, trying to get people out, throwing behind them, and neither one of them hurt a thing.
Big swing and a miss. Dylan Klinke looks like he's the batter.
Yep, that is Dylan out there.
We'll just put him in as a sub. Join the hit parade. Dylan?
Maybe. Well, nah, they ain't going to take Garks out. I was going to say,
he might come in and throw. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Chances are,
Anna, he might be there. Pitcher for Anna.
Yeah.
Popped up sky high. Shortstop's coming in. He got her. Did a nice job there. F6 for the first.
Another batter. Coming up, the young Mr. Diller.
Yep.
Garrett Diller down going to bat for us.
Garrett batting for Grant Fortcan. Grant Diller. Base on balls and a base hit. Nice night. Scored 2 runs.
Two bombs by the Tribe tonight.
Two bombs. One was an absolute missile.
Well,
that was a rocky's bat. That was a missile. There goes a runner.
Hit and run.
Popped up.
He's going to have
baseman.
To get back in a hurry.
Second baseman.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
Double put. Nope,
he dropped it. He's still made.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He pulled him off the bag a little bit, and he dropped the ball, and then he went to get the ball. And
couldn't pick it up.
Ian made it unbelievable. He was at second base when they caught the ball. I don't know how he got back to first. But he did it.
The center fielder.
Second baseman pulled him off the bag enough to.
Just enough.
And then the ball rolled out of that giant first baseman's mitt. You know what?
This
them first base.
Yeah.
I agree.
Very easy once in a while. Reese Wendell with a grand salami. His last time up.
Man, did he hit that one, too. That was.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. Just kept floating and floating and floating.
Pretty to watch. I had a great view. I was down there by JB.
Mm.
Eating my Coney dogs. Watched him the whole way.
Down she went.
She gone.
What a night. He scored 3 runs. He's got 2 hits and hit by pitch. Might as well make it a perfect night.
Heck yeah.
Reese, what the heck. Ian is hoppity hopping over
got
there.
And,
I thought he was out. He got back, diving back. But.
Really?
It was close. Don't take the bat out of the 99 hands.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's pretty hot. Curveball wee high.
Yeah, curveball.
Evens the count. 1-1, 2 Two away here in the inning. Bottom of 4. Hopefully we got one more half inning to go and we're going to get out of here.
Well, we are just over an hour and a half ahead of schedule what we were last night.
Yeah. We had one inning. It had to be the longest inning in history.
43 minutes to get it out.
We had a pitching lesson. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Swing fouled off. Just missed that one.
Yeah. Couldn't wait a little bit longer.
Yep.
It was coming in there.
When you got her, when she's looking like a beach ball, you want to swing as fast as you can.
Can't wait.
Hit it.
I'm with you. Can't wait. There goes the runner.
Runner takes off. He's in. Stolen base. Ian McCain. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
I think Coach Jenks too happy with that stolen base.
Yeah, I don't know if he wanted him to do that or not. But. Line drive. Foul ball down the left field line. Hit that hard. Right on the button. It just pulled it a little bit. Still out in front a little bit.
I think that's one of those things, you know. I think he had the green light if he thinks he's got a good jump.
Yeah.
He's senior. Go out there and do your thing. But I think Coach Ike's going to tell him exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Dude, don't take the bat out of that young man's hand.
You got a kid hot right now, yeah. Line drive up the just middle. Like that could be another RBI. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's not going to be in time. A run there, throw down to second is going to be in time. He's out. Tried to bump his way up to second. Reese gets a hit on that, but then gets thrown out 2-4. Third out of the inning.
Like the aggressiveness, Coach. I'm just going to go out and talk to him and say, you know, didn't have to do that.
But. Probably didn't have to. You're going to steal second base if you want to anyhow. But in the inning, another run.
You're 4-4.
12-0.
You've scored every inning.
We have been hot.
I got one more goose egg, and this is greatest duo on radio.
After four complete, Indians lead it 12-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products and Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning, and hopefully, if things all go as planned, could be the last 3 outs right here that Garks needs. First pitch comes in there to Ethan Osterholt as a strike. Second pitch a little bit elevated and outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Curveball right there is working like a charm for Alex Garkey right now.
It is.
Man, them guys are backing out, and it cuts right across the plate for a strike.
Looks great.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Strikeout number 8. Putting on a show out there, Alex.
Yes, he is.
Ben Meyer, now your batter. First pitch strike. Kirk's just out there going to clean up business right here.
Yep. See? I agree with you.
Yep, he's just going to go out there and take care of biz.
like it. 0-2.
Nice, way out in front. No ball, two strikes, one away here. Top of the fifth inning. Indians on top by 12. Swing and a miss again, and I'm telling you, he's mowing them down.
He's
ready
to get out of here. He's tired, too.
Strikeout number 9.
Might as well make her an even 10.
Yeah.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Four, Isaac.
14 outs so far, and 9 of them have been K Burgers. We roll back to the top. Number 24, Isaac Moeller. Isaac gets a piece of an 86 mile an hour fastball for a strike.
He's rocking and firing right now.
No dilly dallying.
Nope.
Popped him straight up in the air. Yeah. Probably out of play back in the bleachers. Trey Buchardt on deck. Trey started the game as a pitcher for the Flyers and gave up one in the first, and then he got in trouble in the second. They kept him in the whole time. He gave up 6-spotter in the second inning.
Yes, sir.
And then they pulled him for Cam Eifert. There's a weak ground ball. It's going to roll foul down the third baseline.
Well. Mr. Moeller, it might be time to call her a day. You're going to be looking at 86 mile an hour again.
Yeah, it's going to be a smoker. Let's see, I'm telling you, that breaking ball has been hot for him.
Been good, yep.
See what he plays with here. One ball, two strikes, two away. Down to their last strike. That was a smoker, a little bit low.
Just a little low.
Just a little bit down there below the knees and gave him a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him, and that's the ball game, folks. He struck out the side again. Back-to-back innings.
That was well done.
And I tell you what, that's probably about as good as I've seen Alex Garkey pitch in a long, time.
He was throwing it right where you want to throw it.
Holy cow. Strikeout number 10.
At the knees.
Wow. Going to be tough to figure out who to give the game ball to. We got a grand slam. We got a guy with 10 strikeouts. It's going to be tough.
And a home run.
And a bomb.
Count him out. I think we got to go two. We might have to have bye winners here.
We've never had a tie.
I don't think we've ever had a tie, but Reason and
Alex show.
Had a show.
Full-fledged show. I tell you what, we'll take a quick break with a couple messages. I'll get some stats put together, and we'll be back for a little post-game wrap-up right after this.
Sounds like a winner.
Indians win, 12-zip.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC LP.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds.
A doozy.
I tell you what, Fee, we were talking about time to get serious, play some great baseball. Max coming to town. Flyers making a visit, and they did just that.
Oh, man,
holy cow, that was about as impressive a victory as you can possibly ask for.
Yep.
Indians jump out. They score every time they're at the plate. Score one in the first, six in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth. And Garks, on the other hand, just mowing them down.
Mowed
he comes
down.
Out with 10 Ks. And I tell you, it was just a fun night to be an Indian. For the Flyers came in, and they were 2-2 coming in. They're going to obviously leave 2-3. I think they came in probably thinking they had a pretty good shot at this.
Yeah,
they had a pretty good pitcher out there on the mound. And, the Indians just jumped on him in the second inning.
Oh, yeah, right away.
And that was kind of the end of the tail there.
Yep.
And then they bring in Eifert, who's not normally a pitcher, and we get four on him. And then Isaac Muller comes in, ends it up for the Flyers. But,
you know,
Flyers, they'll probably be a solid team as they
By the end of the season, they'll be a team you'll want to
be
play,
one of those
sure.
guys. Yep. You know, they had – so the Flyers, obviously, goose eggs, no runs. They had two hits. They committed quite a few errors. We had them down for four. Struck out 10 times, and that's all Alex Garkey.
That is Alex
Garkey. He gave them two freebies. He walked a couple, and they stranded four. He never hit anybody. The only guys with hits for the Flyers was Isaac Muller, leadoff double, start the game.
Yep.
Off of Hayden Seifring's glove, and then Camden Eifert had a nice line drive up the middle in the fourth inning, and those are the two hits for the 2-3 Flyers. 0-1 in the MAC. For the Indians, we go to 1-0.
1-0. We're on top. That's what we like to stay there.
Oh, man.
Fun to stay there.
Absolutely. I did not see any scores. Spence, why don't you see what you can pull
up? I didn't see any
scores
either.
They still have this game at 0-0.
I think everybody's 0-0. That's what I thought too, Neil.
I understand.
But if you look at our lineup, Ian McCain led off three innings in a row. That pretty much tells you we batted around.
And he scored three times.
We got nine runs in the back.
Times.
So we got ours, Coldwater 18.
Coldwater won 18-1. That's about all we got at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for the Indians, 12 runs. I think we had eight hits.
Eight hits.
Let me just count them up. Two, four, six, seven hits. We're dead on. Seven hits. We did have a couple of errors, and that was nothing major. It wasn't bobbles. It was just trying to throw people out behind them. And we walked five times, so they gave us five freebies there. The one inning where they gave us five outs, Fee, that was the one that really took the icing off of it.
We've always talked about that with Coach Kalp. Free ball, free bases are killers. They just kill you. And, you know, we scored the first time in the bottom of the lineup was air, and base on balls.
Yeah.
You know, so we got bases loaded, nobody out, and bringing our boys
that's
in.
That's exactly right. That was in the second inning when we scored six runs.
That put the hurts.
We talked about it before they even started, and they're like, man, if we can get a couple of these guys on, we might be able to do some damage, and that's exactly what happened. Tell you what, we got a tough one here tonight to try to figure out who gets this game ball, but Reese Rundle probably has my vote. He was 3-for-3. He had three runs. He scored three runs.
Yes, he did.
Hit a grand slam. He was hit by a pitch. Posty, who's not really playing the field, 3-for-3.
3-for-3.
That's
a tough thing to do, sit on that bench and go in there and be ready to go, and he did it.
He did it tonight.
Three in a row,
three hits, hit the ball hard. The neat thing is Luke Forkamp, who's been one of our best hitters tonight, goes 0-for-3. So that's a good sign. We didn't need him tonight, but when we need him, hopefully he's there.
Him and Brody and Caden all kind of struggled tonight a little bit.
Yep.
They hit the ball, but they always hit it right at somebody. So.
That's exactly right. Alex Garkey, other thing I didn't bring up, we struck out zero times.
Yes, zero strikeouts. That's about our third or fourth game where we went without striking out.
At least easy without having, less than five probably all year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Which is just fantastic.
We got a big game tomorrow night at Anna.
Yep, tomorrow night we go to Anna.
Hopefully no rain, and we'll
see what Mother Nature gives us there. Alex Garkey, fantastic night. 2-for-3, bomb, hit a home run.
Yep.
Killed it out there in left field.
Yes,
obviously pitched a complete game, two hits, shutout, struck out 10. Pretty tough not to give him a game ball, too.
Yeah, he'd have to have my game ball, too.
Yep. Brady Hart, he was 0-for tonight. Caden was 0-for tonight. Ian McCain, here's a crazy strat. 0-for-0, scored three runs. Reached on an error, walked twice, scored every time. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I mean, that is doing your job right there.
That is doing what you're supposed to do.
Hayden Seifring and Dylan Klinke, they combined. They scored twice. Grant Forkamp scores twice. Forkamp had a hit, too.
All-around great game.
All-around great game.
It really was.
We only stranded four guys.
Yeah.
Only stranded four guys.
Yep.
So, I tell you what, can't ask for a better start to the MAC this year in 2026.
Next week, we got a big week. We're going to have Parkway on Tuesday, and New Bremen will be Thursday. So
yep, we're gonna have
pretty good ball clubs there.
Two MAC games next week.
Nice
we're going
to
be
go
Tuesday,
go.
Thursday.
There
we'll,
go.
Yeah, we'll sneak over to Parkway on Tuesday night. Let's see, on Monday night, I don't think we have
Lima
a game.
Shawnee.
Oh, yeah, it's Shawnee, yeah. I won't be making
Shawnee,
that one for
be
sure.
A tough one.
And then Tuesday at Parkway, and then back home again on Thursday against New Bremen, and then the doubleheader at South Adams.
South Adams, yep.
So listen tomorrow night if you can't make it over to Anna.
Yep.
Fort Kevin Radio will have it on here, and Spence will be here doing it for you. And,
yep.
And be good luck to.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and watch Jaden down at Ohio State and see how he does, and I'll be listening to the Indians also.
Copy that. Well, I'll tell you
keep
what, for Dave Kalp and Harold Feely and my good friend over here, Benson Barnett, doing the computer,
Benson
doing a fantastic
awesome.
Job.
Awesome again.
Indians win 12-0. So long, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!